What's up, planner lovers? It's your girl, Charisse, and I'm back for this week's episode of the Plan on Purpose podcast.
I can't believe that I'm about to say this, but yo, this is episode 25. This is so special to me because I remember at the beginning of this year when I sat down and wrote everything out for this and dreamed about this and also put it on my vision board. So to see that my goal for this year was to hit 25 episodes of this podcast, and I did it. It's just so bomb. It's so bomb. I'm so happy to celebrate, and I'm so thankful for you that's listening. Because of you, I've been so inspired to continue to do this. So shout out to you for being there. I'm so, so thankful and so, so grateful. I can't believe it. I made it to 25 and I did it with your help. This week, we are chatting with someone who, I mean, let's be honest, made it possible for me to be here. And it's my mom. We're chatting with my mom. I thought this would be a great time during this series to put her on the show so we can really, truly discuss the meaning of the traditions for us, talk about how Christmas has changed and what we're doing to kind of make things feel good for us. And then, of course, we're getting into all things planning, because let's be real, without her, I would not be talking to you today. So let's get into it. Okay, so awesome. So just in case, you know, my audience doesn't know you, which I don't think they do, but would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay, I am, wait, what should I be saying? Am I your, I'm your mom.
Yes, you're my mom.
my name is, I am True.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
who
your
I
name.
Yes.
But I call you mom.
Yes, of course.
So I wanted to kind of have this conversation with you because I've been talking a lot about tradition, and I've been talking a lot about family values just over the holidays. And what better person to have a conversation about tradition about than my mother, right?
Right.
So the first question I ask everyone, which I think was just going to be an interesting part of this story, is how did you get into planning?
How did I get into planning? Well, my first job, honestly, I had a little small little planner that came with like, I bought it with a little set, like a little luggage set. Mm-hmm. It was like a duffel bag, a planner, and a portfolio. And it was my favorite color, Hunter Green at the time, but it's still my favorite color. But, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is perfect. It's just like a whole little set. So I just fell in love with the little Hunter Green planner. And I think it just started from there. I had it for a long time too. Some guy was walking around selling them. And I think it was 10. I think I spent $10 or $15 for a little set.
$15. I wish I would have spent $10 getting in the plan.
Yes, that was back in 1991, I think it was. 91 or 92. That's when I started. And then after that, I think it was just, every year after that. But I didn't like as much as you get into your planners. You know how you have like all the different ones now, your prayer planner, your budget planner, and then you have your your daily planner and your journal. See, I just had just one little planner, and it was just one little annual planner. And that's, I just take the little inserts out and put them new ones in. It was called a, what the heck name was that thing? It was a day timer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a day timer. Not, like the ones that I used later, but the first one, I think it was, that's what it was called, or day or date timer or a day timer, something like that.
Yeah, it was day timer, because when I got into doing my inserts and I was telling you more about everything that I was doing with them, you gave me one of the like black zip up ones, the day timers, to use with my inserts.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then I gave it back. But yeah.
Yeah. But I had, so I was just thinking, like, then that was like a 91, like 91 or 92. Like, I never really thought that that would be something that I would continue to do just from the love of the green. Like, I fell in love with the green. With the,
that was it.
The Hunter Green color. Yeah, and the portfolio, like, it was a whole little set. Like, I just thought I was balling with the little duffel bag and the green planner and the little portfolio, you know. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was like, yes, I'm going to work. And then that was, of course, my first job where I wore, you know, my little professional clothes. So, you know, I just thought I was, you know, a little Miss Professional. So yes, that's how I got into planning. I fell in love with making that purchase to be a little bit more efficient at work and keep up with all the residents' names and all the phone numbers. And so that's where it got started.
When did you jump from Daytimer to Franklin Covey? Because you got real fancy, like, you be talking about my planners and all my stickers and all my stuff, but I don't have any planners with my name engraved on them. So, I mean, that's
not... That was not... Right. That was many years later when I was obsessed with planners, and that was the corporate life. That was many years later. That was like, let's see, probably about 10 years later, probably 2000, 2001 is when I think I started with those. That was the corporate life. Like, you had to have a planner with the inspirational pages on the inside, you know, get the little pink pages, or they come in light blue, gray. And then I had all the little pens to match. You cannot tell me anything that, man, I have my little name on there. Actually, I have one that has True on it and one that has my real first and last name. I think it has my little initials behind it for my accreditation, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, that was probably like maybe 10 to 12 years later. By that time, you know, I had, you know, reached my little corporate status. I thought I was the stuff.
How do you think planning changed your life, or did it change your life?
Yes, it made me more organized, and it made me more inspired to be more organized. Like, everything went in your planner. All your appointments, all your notes. That's how you kept up with everything. And then keeping up with your kids as well. You know, when I had my first planner, I just had you. Cam wasn't here yet. So it was a little easier to have too. But then once Cam came, it was like kind of like my Daytimer. Everything went in there. You know, it was like, you got to keep one planner for now. And then whenever my semesters for school would come, then I would add, you know, the paperbacks for that. But you had to make everything nice and neat and cute. And then you also had to make sure that you had all of your information in there, because you had to keep your finances in there, all your receipts, your business cards. Like, we used to have these little plastic business card, little covers, little zip envelopes, I guess you want to call them.
Yeah.
Little zip envelopes, so we keep our receipts in there. Like, your whole life was in your planner. You had your little tabs, your page finder, like, everything was in there. Your whole life. All you stick all your bills in the back.
That's when people had paper bills. We don't do that paper bill thing no more. So
no, do you ever see that back then? You have all your bills stuck in the back, all your business cards in there, your envelopes, your credit cards, your ID, anything that you needed for home and for work would go in your planner. And then you had a bag that you stick it in, and all of that goes with you, right along with your handbag. I will be loaded down going to work, but that's how you stay organized.
What do you think is the biggest change you would say? Like, because I like to attribute, like, when people ask me, like, how'd you get into planning? I always talk about how you gave me my first like official planner that wasn't like a school planner, and you gave me all that stuff. So what do you think is the biggest difference between the way that you kind of showed me, kind of walked me into being organized with my life and kind of how I do things now?
Well, I can say as time has passed, you've learned different things that you can do with the plan, you know, with planners, you know, and then you got, I think when you first got started, like you were excited about it, but now it's like the excitement has grown. I think now it turns also to more adventurous, you know, how many different planners can I use for many different things? Like then we only use kind of like one planner. You may have had one for work or maybe one for school, but now you have so many different planners for so many different things, and it all works. It's like you can't have too many. Like everything works, prayer planner, you know, budget planner, you know, work planner, home planner, you know, everything just works. And then when you used to squeeze everything into just one planner, it seemed like that thing would be exploding. Like you unzip that planner and it would have everything just all inside. Everything would be, your whole life would be in there. Now you can pick and choose. Okay, I'm going to take this planner with me. I'm doing groceries. This is the household planner, you know. Or I'm going for a meeting. This is my work planner. You know, now you're so, to me, a little bit more, a lot more efficient with your planners now, and a lot more adventurous and a lot more creative. Like some of the stuff that you do in your planners, I sit back and be like, oh my goodness. Like, wow. Like I would never even think to put some of the pictures. Everything looks so beautiful. Everything is color coordinated. You have your journal parts, and then you have your pictures, and then, you know, everything now is like planner on 3000. Back then it was like you were planning, you were writing stuff down and keeping organized, and you used the stickers that came with the planners, but now you get the option to order extra stickers and pictures. And that's what makes it much, you know, a lot more fun. And it keeps you more organized because you can separate, like, and do the same thing for all the ones that you have. So I think you've grown a lot with your planning and being creative. And it helps you keep yourself and the family organized. And just in every project that you have going on, it could just be going to the grocery store. You got your list, you know. You got your pen, you know, your right pen, you got your coupons, everything. You got your little paper clips stuck in there. Like, it's just a part of your everyday life. I'm glad that you're enjoying your planners because it keeps you and everybody else organized.
Yes, it does. So we've been chatting a lot about Christmas and talking about the different things. You know, I'm in the middle of my December daily project right now, documenting different days and telling stories from December and talking about the holidays. The holidays are different, you know, for us. It's been different for us for a while, though, right?
Yeah, because guys have been away from home.
Yeah. So we're dealing with now a lot of things with the pandemic that keeps a lot of people away from their families. And I'm like, I'm a pro with this by now. Like, I had a conversation in another podcast where I talked a little bit about our tradition that starts actually before the Christmas season. It starts at Thanksgiving, where we make our dressing together.
Yes.
I remember that being an experience where we really, it was a need at the beginning, right? Because I didn't know what I was doing. So I was like, mama.
Well, how many years has it been now?
We've been doing this for 6 years.
I want to say at least six, right? I was about to say the same thing, right? So at least 6 years, right? So yeah, it did start out as, how do you make the dressing and what's the recipe? And then it just evolved from there. Like every year it's like, okay, what time we gonna get started? You got all your ingredients, you know, we go down the list and make sure we have everything and just make sure we get on, do our video. That's your, for what, third generation dressing, cornbread dressing recipe. So yes, that's a part of our, I don't know if I want to say Thanksgiving, but I just want to say holiday. Because it's not, I won't necessarily say, even though, you know, we're grateful, you know, thankful and grateful to be able to do the video and then spend time with family, but more of it's just a holiday tradition, I guess.
What was that like for you the first year that I wasn't able to be there? And then did it like change? Because like to kind of preface for everything, I spent every single holiday at home, even when I went to college, because I only lived 2 hours away. And right. That first holiday that I wasn't home, I wasn't 2 hours away anymore. I was states away. And so what was it like that first holiday without me being there? And then how did just that small tradition of us doing like the dressing together change anything, or did it help at all?
It felt weird because that was the first time I had ever prepared food with you on video, through video chat. Yes. So that felt weird. Like it was something that was new. And then, you know, with that change afterwards, I think I got a little bit more excited. Like I made sure that I had my list ready, you know, always making sure that when we get ready for the videos, I had to make sure I have everything. And then even, you know, us giving each other reminders, how it changed my feeling for the tradition. I don't know. It made me feel happy for real that, and, you know, really like it was a priceless moment, because usually you're here.
Right.
And so not being here is like, you know, you really know that the nest is empty and your kids is grown. They grown and moved on. And it's like when it's time for the holidays to come through, you know, when you guys have moved out of state, it was like, well, dang, my baby she's not gonna be home for the holidays. Okay. So we got something that'll do us one better. We're gonna video chat. And then it just started from there. I really appreciate it. Every year it makes me feel closer to you, and happy that we get the opportunity to do that. Cause if we didn't, like for real, I really would be bummed out. Cause it's changed the way I do dressing now. Like I refuse to do my dressing without us being on a video.
Yeah. Same here.
Yes. I can't do it. I can't not. Yeah, it's impossible. I can't do the dressing without it doing on video. Your cousin asked if I would do some dressing for her, and I was like, not until after I'm done with the video. My video chat with Greece.
I got you with it when it's finished, though. But this got to finish
right,
first.
Right, so when it's done, right, then I got you. But no, I would not. Mm-mm. It's like a priority over. And that's how I start the actual Thanksgiving Day. That's how we started, pretty much, you know, because of the time difference. Now, you know, we're pretty much, as soon as I'm getting up, we're doing our tradition. So I love that tradition for us. Now we just got to incorporate your brother in it 1 year.
That man can't cook.
We got to teach him.
He got to learn.
Grandma dressing, that's right, with some good, you know, early morning, have all his ingredients, you know, he could do it with both of us teaching him. We do three video chat, three of us on the video chat. That'd be great to add to the tradition. But
yes,
I really enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I wouldn't honestly have it. I wouldn't have my holiday starting out really any other way. If I didn't do our video chat, I don't even know what to do with myself.
It's like normal now.
You know, you're getting up
it's
early.
It's like the thing. Yeah. It's the thing. We be talking about our coffee, because I'll be still drinking coffee by the time you call me.
Yes, because the times vary sometimes, but there's a time difference now. And You got your coffee, you got all the ingredients out, and it's like you're all excited. It's like, you know, we're pretty much cooking at the same time. Like, okay, we
sauteing. We cook a lot of food at the same time.
Sauteing the veggies and getting everything all mixed in. We have our cornbread and our honey wheat bread ready, and all our vegetables. We just, it's a tradition must have, for real.
So here's a interesting question. When we grew up, my brother and I, you were quite busy. You know, when we were younger, you were a single mom, you were really doing your thing, you was killing it. But I know you have expressed since we've gotten older that there are some things that you wanted to do with us that you didn't get the opportunity to do. But the cool thing about you having, you know, a grandchild and, you know, my brother being in a position where, you know, he's later going to be doing his thing, getting married and having kids. What kind of things do you want to do with your grandchildren that you maybe didn't get the opportunity to do with us that either you can do just with them or maybe incorporate, you know, the whole family?
Let's see, start a new tradition of making our own eggnog.
That's interesting.
Something we've never done.
No.
We've never done that. Nope. And I would like to get a recipe and start that with my grandkids. Even with us, you know, when we get the next opportunity where all of us are in the same state under one household, that will be something I would love to add. And Elijah would be big enough where he can jump right on in there, and it could be our first grandson and Grammy tradition, make our own eggnog. And it doesn't seem like it would be hard to make.
No.
Not at all. That's something that, you know, we have our fall tradition of the apple cider, you know.
Don't even talk to me about apple cider. I live in Germany. Don't talk to me about no apple cider because you got some and I did not. Okay.
Yes, we get it all year round now. Before a few years ago, I used to only drink it in like at the end of August, going into September, October. Remember, we used to get it with our
with the donuts.
With the donuts, just the regular donuts. Oh my goodness. Yes.
But see,
so we have that something that we do.
It became such a thing that I do that, like, remember when I actually did get the chance to come home when I had Elijah? I took, baby ain't even 1 year old. I took him to the
apple orchard. I got to go to the apple orchard.
We got to go to the apple orchard. Let's go. You about to see how this is made. You're going to look at all these pictures. You're not going to remember none of this, but I don't care.
None of this.
The apple cider.
But the trip really wasn't for Elijah. It was, you know, honestly for you.
Sure wouldn't. What are some things that you did as a kid that you would like to maybe do now?
You know, make snow angels and make a snowman. Like every year Easter snow, I always made a snowman.
Yeah.
I haven't made a snowman in so long. And snow angels, like I used to wear snow suits as a kid. Like I want to bring back adult snow suits.
Listen, that when people ski, that's because we ain't ski. If we would have been skiing, them snow suits, that's it right there. We ain't ski like that.
An adult snow suit, I could be outside making snow angels. I say as soon as we get another, like really maybe 5-6 inches, because we just had 3, close to 4 inches. So we get maybe 5-6 inches. I am going to make me a snowman, but it's going to be a snow woman. And I have all the ingredients. Plus I have a purple scarf and a purple hat for her to put on. Put her right in the front yard.
Yes. Can't have a snow, nothing outside without no purple on it. I already know.
Yes. Yes. Got to have a purple scarf and a purple hat. The only thing is the snow, you know, it just has to be the right type of snow so it stays compact. But that's something that I would love to do as an adult, make snow angels. Something else that I didn't do as a kid that I like to do now is to also do chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't make chocolate chip cookies when I was little. So as an adult, I think some chocolate chip cookies for the holidays to add with the sweet potato pies and the cakes would be good.
So one thing I'm doing with Elijah is we have gotten a kit from a woman here who sells baked goods she made around Thanksgiving, some kits, and she made some for Christmas, so I pre-ordered mine. But Elijah and I will be decorating Christmas cookies on Christmas Eve. I go pick the kid up on the 23rd. And so on Christmas Eve, we are going to be like, I'll show them how to use the icing and all the little like toppings. And then we're going to eat our cookies and we'll leave some out for Santa, even though he won't know. We going to leave some for us to eat while we wrap these gifts. But that's a tradition that I'm starting with Elijah. And because I'm documenting, I'll make sure that I put all of these things into a nice little book or something like that to make sure you'll be able to see it.
Memories.
Mm-hmm. But that's a tradition that I'm starting with Elijah, is making the cookies. And then we'll do that. And then I do like cooking and stuff throughout Christmas morning and things like that too. But I think he'll have a good time. He'll have a good time with it. Well, I talk a lot about documenting, right? Because I am super into that now, memory keeping and things like that. What are some holiday memories you wish you would have caught on camera when we were younger?
You guys ripping open the packages. I would always get pictures of the before, like of the tree, and then like after, but all the stuff kind of like around the tree. But pictures more of you guys like opening up your packages, and then us having breakfast, like, you know, in our pajamas and everything. Like, I don't think I was always like after we got dressed or a picture of the tree, you know, that's something that I wish I had did. It's got us got pictures, more Christmas tradition, or, you know, just holiday tradition pictures, period, for us. I miss that, though, those moments.
Yeah, I think we were so, I mean, you did all the things. Let's be clear about that. So don't feel bad about missing those moments, because you literally did all the things. You literally bought the gifts, wrapped the gifts, you know, opened up everything, took the pictures, made the dinner, made the breakfast, like you did all the things. So
yeah, but you know, sometimes you can be in a moment, and then there are things that you miss in the moment. And it would be great to just have pictures, you know, just of that look, that priceless look that you or your brother will have on your faces when you're opening up something that you always wanted, you know?
Yeah.
That those moments we'll get a chance to share going forward with Elijah, and, you know, as he gets older. But that's something that I wish I did. And more took more pictures in those crazy moments when you guys are just looking. You know, not like posing for pictures, or not before or after the tree, before the gifts were open or after the gifts were open, just those surprise moments where you just catch you guys, you know. I think that should have been something that I should have did when, you know, taking more surprising moment pictures for you guys.
You definitely could have, I think, done that, but I also think like, it's hard to like compare the two, right? Like, because there's so many different dynamics between when we were younger and, you know, me having Elijah, just the access, right, to being able to take photos and having a phone with the camera on it versus, oh, wait, let me go run back in the room and grab the camera real quick.
Right.
I just literally probably finished wrapping these gifts 10 minutes before y'all woke up. And you know what I mean? So it's a different dynamic to be able to get those kinds of things. So just because you didn't capture them doesn't mean, you know what I mean? They still happened and they're still memories for us.
Yeah, it will be. Plenty more moments.
So the holidays are looking a lot different this year for a lot of different people. I know, like we kind of chatted about this earlier, that you are a little bit of a pro at this being separated from us thing. Being that neither my brother or I live at home nor in the state of Michigan. No,
right.
What's it going to look like for you this year? I know where we usually have these huge family dinners, which are not going to be able to happen because of COVID, obviously. But what's Christmas going to look like for you this year? And is there anything that you're doing to take care of yourself so that you are really still able to appreciate the time and space that you have, even though things are different?
You know, I am going to be at home alone. that's going to be the best part, because everybody's being safe by staying at home. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get up and I'm going to prepare myself a nice breakfast. I'll probably fix myself a frittata or fix myself a little quiche, maybe some little mini quiches, and have some croissants and a mimosa or a bellini and some fruit. And I am going to prop my feet up and listen to Boyz II Men and Bragg McKnight, the new remix of Let It Snow.
That's right.
And then play all sorts of Christmas music. Like, I'm going to find my little Christmas CDs, my Motown Christmas music, and I'm going to pull it out and just push play. I'm going to sit back and relax, and I'm going to enjoy it and just be thankful and grateful and thank God for to be able to see another safe and peaceful Christmas. Because with the pandemic going on, as much as I would love to get together with everybody, I just want everyone to be safe. I just want everybody to just stay home. Let's just be safe. Okay, we don't see each other this year for holidays. Okay, we'll have next year. Let's just be safe so we make it to next year, you know? So I'm going to enjoy being at home. I'm going to relax. I'm going to make sure that I pick out some of the cutest pair of pajamas I have. And it's going to be me, my pajamas, my robe, and probably Boyz II Men over and over again, because I love that Let It Snow song. So I usually play that. It's usually going to be on repeat. and I'm just going to relax. I'm going to be safe. And I'm going to do some wrist therapy.
Some what?
Wrist therapy. You know, I'm going to bend my wrist with the remote control. Move my fingers.
Get away.
I'm going to have wrist and finger therapy, because I will be sitting there using my fingers and my wrist to remove the remote control and enjoy myself while I'm eating. I'm going to relax all day.
I have a challenge for you. So you know that I'm going to be documenting everything. And I know you're still kind of jumping into doing more planning and journaling and things like that. But I would like for you to join me in documenting a story a day for just 7 days before Christmas. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to...
Which day would I start then? That would be the 18th? You said 7 days before Christmas?
Yes, 7 days before Christmas.
Okay, the 18th? Yes. Okay.
And basically what I want you to do is just for a week, right before Christmas, up till Christmas Day, you take out your phone every day for a week, take a picture of something. It does not matter what it is. It can be you doing your nails. It can be the Christmas tree. It can be
my purple Christmas tree.
Your purple Christmas tree. Take a picture every day and then write about what's in that picture or what the story is that you're telling with that photo for 7 days.
I can do that. Okay.
So I'm going to challenge you to do that, and then we're going to share it. We're not going to necessarily share it. Like, if it's something personal, you know, you write whatever you want. So if it's something really personal, we don't have to share that. So don't write it with like, oh, I can't write this down because, you know, she's going to share this. Don't do that. Write whatever you want. And
then whatever I feel
comfortable sharing.
Yeah, I won't mind.
But I think it would be fun to see what kind of stories you document, and just to kind of look at what's happening in your life for 7 days, you know, with all the different things that are going on. So would you do that for me?
Yes, I will. It's going to be like, today I had peace. Today I had joy.
That's cool. I'm with it. I'm with both of those.
Okay. I can do that. I can do that.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. And of course, thank you to my mom for taking some time out of her relaxing day to just chat with me and to share some stories with you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed this series. It's been really fun for me. I've had some amazing guests on, and just really getting into what it means to have a great holiday spirit. Despite everything that we're going on, we are still here and we're still able to look at something in each day that brings us joy. And this brought me tons of joy, so I am definitely here for it. Check the show notes because my mom definitely has an Instagram. And if you want to see what she's getting into this holiday season, go ahead and follow her. Make sure you head to Plan on Purpose on Instagram and like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Also, leave me a review where you listen to podcasts and let me know what you thought about this series. I'm definitely interested in doing more like it in the future, and I want to hear your thoughts. That is going to be that for this week. Remember, I'm here to talk if you're here to listen.